Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. We have been talking about preparing for the holiday season. And why is the holiday season any different than any other season? It's really not. But there are things that mount up during the particular season that we are entering, because there are major holidays. There are major activities that we need to consider and put in our plan so that we don't derail our train. Remember, we talk about a train because we're going into new and uncharted territory. For most of us, we have not been down this path before. We have not been entrepreneurs before. We have not taught success or sought success in this way before. Does not mean that it is wrong. But our schools are geared towards getting us prepared to work a job. A job is working for someone else. And our opportunities, while great, are not unlimited. We often look at entrepreneurship as being a way of guiding our own ship over uncharted waters. When I first started working on a boat, and this was on a river, I look out from the shore of the river. I see water. I assume it's all deep enough to run a boat in. I was quickly and sadly mistaken. That's not always the case. And many people find that out quite by accident. They see it as wet. There used to be a joke that was going around about a man who almost drowned because he tried to cross a river in his car, and it quickly submerged. And his reasoning, while good, was faulty. He said, well, it only came up to here on the duck. Well, yeah, that's what we often see. And many times we can make it on our own. But many times while working with someone else, we can shorten the time. Are there going to be mistakes and errors? Yes. That is where some of your greatest learning comes from. If we succeeded the first time we did everything, this would be a completely different world. We would have no circus performers because everybody could do everything the first time they ever tried. Imagine stringing a line across the Grand Canyon and walking a tightrope across it, across Niagara Falls. Then the more practice we put into it, the more that we find out what works and what doesn't work, we become better at what we're trying to do. We make it look very, very easy. And in one aspect, it is. In another aspect, it takes a long time. We often do home repairs. And when we do home repairs, oftentimes it takes more time and effort to get prepared to do that job than it would an expert, because he has everything, he or she, everything that they need. Now, sometimes I fall back into that myth, that habit of thinking that repairs can only be done by men, because that's what we were raised to do so many times. But there are women who are mechanical engineers, who are every type of engineer that you can ever imagine, and are quite good at it. And when we don't see people in those non-traditional roles, we sometimes feel that that is a locked gate. We can't go down that road, that we don't belong down that road, that we'll not be supported on that road. In some cases, yes. But it is only when you accept defeat that the game is over. It is only when you accept defeat that the game is over. We don't give up easy here. We continue. We move on. as we are looking at the United Auto Workers on strike, many of us don't realize that one of the leaders of General Motors, the president of General Motors, is a woman making $29 million a year. And yet and still, many young girls just as talented, many young boys just as talented, many people who have pigment in their skin but are just as talented, sometimes don't see themselves in those roles. As we go through building a business or whatever our particular goal is, we sometimes don't see ourselves in that position. We don't think that we are worthy. But let me tell you, folks, when God created humankind, he didn't make a first team and a second team. He gave everybody equal rights, equal ranks. What we are seeing today is not from God. It is man-made. And I say man-made because that's who has been making the rules for most of the times. But when we look back at the ancient Egyptians, when we look back at some other cultures, we see that women were given an opportunity and they performed quite well. So what we're doing is we're trying to make an opportunity for ourselves, no matter what we're doing. I hope that there are people listening to me tonight who have a dream of instilling a love of reading in our children. It may be a financial success, it may not. But a dream does not have to always be a financial success. You may stumble into financial success by trying to do good. There is nothing, in my opinion, more important than instilling in a child a love of learning. We have teachers that are putting up with stuff every day that they should not have to put up with. Every day. And we look at it, and yeah, there is a great debate on how we should do this. But some of you can make changes to the educational system because you have a love of that system. You have a vision of what can happen with it. Having been black in America, I see the differences. I see people and have grown up with people that I consider to be geniuses and on the borderline of genius. But the system did not pick them up and take them along as it should have. This is something that, yes, that can be a successful driver for you. There is no telling where that may end. No telling where it may end. It may end up in homeschooling. It may end up in something like Khan Academy, where people can sign up, that's K-H-A-N Academy, can sign up and take classes for free on various grade levels and grade topics. It's an amazing thing. We look at a comedian in my day, Danny Thomas. Danny Thomas had a dream, a vision, and it wasn't him being the funniest character in the room. In fact, it was him being one of the most serious people in the room. Danny Thomas founded St. Jude's Children's Hospital, doing remarkable work. These are often what we leave. He has left a legacy that is difficult. But you, ever you may be, if you have enough internal fortitude to be listening, hopefully you will have enough fortitude and gain enough insight into what you're doing tonight to fuel you into much greater than you've ever dreamed possible. Sometimes it does not come out like that. Sometimes it's a matter of time. Will you see it in your lifetime? Maybe. Maybe not. But that dream can live. It can live because of the fire ignited by you. That I consider one of the greatest gifts that's ever been given to man, to inspire others, to motivate others, to get other people to believe in themselves. Too many times we see chances, or we see people that have come up against insurmountable odds, and yet they succeeded. Many of you may know that I do a weekly blog and post every Thursday. Today's post on AmazingBlackHistory.com, go check it out yourself, is about Dr. Barbara Ross Lee, who wanted to go into medicine. Great student in high school, but as she sought her way through college, she was advised not to go into medicine, not to go into medicine. We see this happening particularly with people with melanated skin, but it happens to other people as well. And we need to understand that these people are seeking the same thing that we are seeking. They're seeking the opportunity. They're seeking the ability to make significant changes, to carry out God's will for them. Yes, God has a will for you. It may be as a trackman on a train crew, or it may be owning a railroad. It may be on a track crew, or it may be owning a railroad. You don't know until you put forth the idea, until you've looked at it. And you can stand here and look at it. And one of the things that I try to do in Amazing Black History is because if I stand firm right here and look at something right now, I can see my refrigerator from here. I have an understanding of what it does. But unless I can look all around it, I don't really understand what's taking place. I have to look on the sides. I have to look on the back. I have to look on the top. I have to look from the bottom. That gives me a fuller idea of what's taking place. And so this is where some degree of intellect, intelligence, understanding come in. Do you have to be the sharpest knife in the drawer? No, you do not. But you must apply yourself. You must apply yourself. You and I can have the same task in front of us. We can succeed by going in different routes. Yes, it's possible. Sometimes we get great inspiration from seeing how someone else solved the problem. Sometimes, as we're seeing that, we see shortcuts. But we have to be very careful to make sure that we keep our eye on the target, eye on the prize, that we understand what we're doing. This is why each and every morning it's important for us to understand what we are going to do today and how that impacts our goal further down the road, how this impacts our road further down the road. I have a person that is willing to help me do some things that I need to do. I look at computers. I'm not the world's greatest, but they were talking about a different system. And I resisted. And I resisted. And I resisted. And I resisted. I continued to resist. Finally, I'm beginning to see their point. Everybody around you doesn't have to agree with you. In fact, I don't want everybody around me to agree with me. I want to get that 360-degree view of life, of what is there. Sometimes that comes from the oddest places. I used to look at people, and I had an association with some deaf friends, deaf, they could not hear. And for the most part, they were mute. That means that they could not talk. When I first heard about people like this, they were called deaf and dumb. Dumb meaning they could not talk. But dumb to me sounds like of no intellect, no intelligence, no, not being able to do anything. My view quickly changed because I saw that they could, but I saw that the world in many cases appeared to have an opinion of what they could do. Many of us fall into that category now. Someone is making a decision as to what you can do. As to what you can do. What you can do, I believe, is dependent upon your relationship with yourself and with your God. You are a team, and that team will help you get there. I was reading a story many years ago, and it involved training of some bloodhounds. Now, bloodhounds are scent hounds. That means that they smell their prey. They're very good because they can find people, sometimes quite a long time after they have been by. Because of the sense of smell that they possess. And these kids had gone through a swamp trying to throw the dogs off. But the dogs were scent hunters, and they could smell them. And they took a way around the swamp and found the kids, much to their dismay. Whether that's a true story or not, there is enough of truth in it that I can understand it. But we have to understand what we are dealing with. Sometimes there are myths that come up. And we have people that take a box of pepper and say that throws them off. I don't know. I'm not going to do anything where I have to run away from a bunch of dogs knowingly without a absolutely wonderful reason to do so. But we have to sometimes determine if all of the facts are the facts. If all of the facts are the facts. Have lived in a society that draws inferences, sometimes greatly out of whack, sometimes completely wrong, because of information they consider to be factual that is not factual. Let's take a look at Eugene Bullard. Eugene Bullard grew up in the state of Georgia. That's down near South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, all those states in the southeastern part of the United States. What they did not realize, and Eugene's father was quite large. I believe his nickname was Ox or something of the nature. And he got into a fight with one of his supervisors, very strong man, picked him up, threw the man, and the Ku Klux were out to get him. Young Eugene took off. He had heard stories about France not having the racial barriers that they have in America and ran away. I think he was maybe preteens or early teens when he did this. He found himself in Norfolk, Virginia, stowed away on a ship because he was going to France. But what he had done is stowed away on a German ship. What does this have to do with our success? I'll show you. Because what he did on, I think it was a 3-month trip across the Atlantic, is he learned German from the sailors on the ship. He was a fairly small man. But when he got to Europe, he understood that he wanted to go to France. So he worked his way down to England, finally to France. And he found a different environment there. He went to war, fighting for the French. He was in the infantry, was wounded twice. Now, hopefully we're not wounded doing what we consider to be our life's work, but it represents challenges, difficulties that come up. So he was wounded. He wanted to go back. He went back and fought again. He was wounded a second time. And the injuries were so severe, he could not rejoin the infantry. He said, make me a pilot. Now, being a pilot in France was almost as difficult as it was in America. But he was determined that he was going to do this, and he fought. He shot down at least two enemy aircraft. There is a parallel going on here. He is from America. We have Americans in World War I that want to fight. But because of the stereotype that says that black people are not capable, they were never put into planes in World War I. That persisted till we started the World War II. And they reluctantly did a Tuskegee experiment. Tuskegee is the name of a town and a university in Alabama. And they allowed some of these people. Now, you have to understand that white superiority says any soldier can be a pilot. But if you're black, you have to have a college degree. Yeah, we want to show that we could do it. There was always a double V in what we did. A double V. What's a double V? Victory over the enemy and victory at home. How do you get victory at home? Because we were not treated as American citizens. So what we wanted to do is show that we were every bit as capable, every bit of as deserving of American citizenship as anyone else, persisted through the barriers. Eleanor Roosevelt flew with one of the Tuskegee Airmen, and they flew around Shorter Field there in Alabama. But what we see, and we sometimes don't see the similarity of what we are trying to do with what has been done before us. Your idea may be to grow roses, to grow the most fragrant rose, the most colorful rose. And if you are not familiar with roses, sometimes you don't understand that there are categories of roses, teacup roses and what have you. And I'm not a horticulturist, and so I don't want to get in way over my head. I'm probably in over it now. But we have to understand what we're trying to do. When I was in Washington State, I went up into the Skagit Valley. Just happened to be riding around up there. It's quite a ways from my home, 250, 300 miles away. But I saw fields of color that just mesmerized me. And what was taking place there is our farmers were raising tulips, the flowers. Every hue imaginable for miles and miles. But they understood what they were doing. I could have understood where my interests lie, but that wasn't where my interests lie. In fact, I didn't know about all of these even varieties until I was there. Now, some people see this and they pick it up. But along the way, along your life, God is allowing you to experience different things so that you may find that thing which you love is basically built for you. You know, we have people that are steered away from jobs. Now, today's post on AmazingBlackHistory.com, the Barbara Ross Lee, wanted to go into medicine. They said, no, Blacks don't belong in medicine. Women don't belong in medicine. I want to be in medicine. We have other people that we have seen that have been steered away from their chosen profession. We have Malcolm X, who was born Malcolm Little in Omaha, Nebraska. He was an honor student all through school. Honor student. You understand me? An honor student. But when the teacher asked him what he wanted to be, he said, a lawyer. The teacher said, you can't be a lawyer. Why? Because you're black. You need to be a carpenter. Imagine the heartbreak that comes with that. Some of us have gone through it. Some of us will go through it. Some of us can survive that, and some of us can't. But we can if we understand that we were made by God. He knew us before we knew ourselves. He knew us before we knew ourselves. He didn't call for a second-rate team. I see people today. I look at my grandson with great admiration because he had broken his back and he doesn't have the ability to walk as some people do. But it did not affect his brain. It did not affect his outlook on life. And so much positivity comes out of that situation. And it makes me understand that I think sometimes people are placed here to make sure that people have empathy for others. The degree of that is determined by you. But you see that people can do things. I don't think it's a mistake, but I think it's a chance for us to love as human beings. Our story can inspire others. Sometimes that story can inspire us. Now, one of the ways that it can inspire us is if we have written down who we are, where we are, what we want to go to. Now, we're looking at and talking about the holiday season coming up. All of this is telling you that we have not been trained to succeed where success has not been gained by someone else, and find those things that we can eat and those that we can't eat, to find the direction that we're headed, to understand the direction that we need to be going, to change course whenever necessary. I remember going into an area fishing, and I stepped on some ground that was very, very loose, and I started sinking. And I about panicked because I'd heard of quicksand. And I had never seen it to know of it, but I know that when you're in it, you sink. I made it around that area because I almost panicked. But as I was leaving, I came through, and that ground was just as solid as any that I ever wanted to be in. Sometimes the knowledge that we gain is what is necessary. And so when we do this, I remember my mother ran a restaurant. We came up with a brilliant idea. Now, her idea was to serve a meat and three dinner, sit down type thing. But there were a lot of kids that came by. And so we catered to them as well. And we were looking to make candied apples like you find at the fair. And we went through many experiments using sugar to make the syrup, to make the candy. Yeah, it was successful for a little while, a few minutes. And as we then found that that stuff reverted back, it did not hold up as we thought it was, we finally ended up with syrup and did other experiments and finally came up with something that was pretty good. But sometimes that is because you know where you want to go to. You know what you look for. My mother looked for things in cookbooks. So I was enthralled by the idea of books. Some of you may not be, but you may be able to get that information from videos, YouTube, other search engines, other sources of information that may be there. What we have to learn and recognize is that we need to keep on track. And that is the point of what we're talking about today. Because we have made a promise that we're going to do this every day. Maybe that's a five-day week. Maybe it's a seven-day week. But when we come to situations like Thanksgiving, then that is an experience that takes more than a day. We may be traveling somewhere, and we get off track. We have not been taught how to get back on track. Early in the series, early years ago, we talked about how to get back on the track, how to get back on the road if you get off. It's extremely important. Whether you do this 5 or 7 days a week, you can take days off. It is better if you can plan. And it is even better if you can have a plan A or B or C or what have you. I have traveled sometimes to places and found something that I really needed, that I really wanted to attend. I could have put that on my schedule. Sometimes it is work-related and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting away for a few days. You know, we rest on Sunday, the seventh day. Some of us get to rest on the sixth and the seventh day. One of the ideas that's being tossed around with the UAW is the four-day work week. Well, we look back and we find that the way we got to the five-day work week is through the UAW. They fought for time off. We're finding that with COVID, in some cases, a four-day work week is much better. Much better. I have worked three work days a week, two, five, six, seven. I've worked them all. I like time off. I'd rather work an extra hour today than get it off later. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. We're finding that the nurses, for example, are wanting more time off. They're wanting to be paid more than the workers at fast food places. In some places, fast food workers are getting $20 an hour. And you can't pay a nurse $25 from a corporation that has made over $3 billion this year alone? $3 billion with a B? And it's the same. We look at the president of General Motors. $29 million a year. And they are making lots of money. But we have to reinvent, in many cases, the way that life operates. There are things that you can do. You can employ people. You can give them what you thought you should have gotten when you were in the same position. These are all reasons that it's possible for you to make a difference. You, yes, you can make a difference. But oftentimes it requires that you stick with it, that you go the extra mile, that you do what's necessary, that you keep your eye on the ball, that you keep your eye on the prize, that you know where you're going. And so what I want you to do is I want you to plan. I want you to plan for this quarter, this October, November, December, and the early part of January, because you have New Year's Day. I got into New Year's Day and used to think that the best thing you could do is to drink the night away. No. I soon found out that that was not the way to do it. Not the way to do it. But we can do it with some degree of maturity. We can do it with some degree of keeping our goals and everything else intact. So if you're going to take a week, 2 weeks off for Thanksgiving, recognize that. Are you going to do anything during that time? Maybe yes, maybe no. There is no right or wrong answer to it. But what you do is if you plan and are flexible enough, you can make it through that season. It's a difficult time because we oftentimes don't have the structure. We don't have the discipline to keep us going. God has put us here. And as I look back in history, I see a lot of things that I think were intended to make order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. We don't think about it, but the Native Americans that were here had many names for the different moons, and they signaled certain changes in the earth's path. The harvest moon, got to get these crops out of the field. It might be nice today, but are we going to lose our entire crop tomorrow? This is what was necessary. And so much has gone into planning. They didn't have a smartphone with a calendar on it that showed the days of the year or even predictive models of the weather. They had to understand by looking at the clouds, by watching the animals, by watching the trees, by watching so much take place. But you can become that expert. But you have to be dedicated. You have to know where you're headed, what you're doing. And yes, things come up. Notice. You know, the Native Americans had a great reverence to the buffalo. The buffalo were a source of their food, and they utilized all parts of that animal. That's a reverence that takes some doing. Why don't we have buffalo now? Because people came through trying to destroy the food source of these people. They oftentimes grew crops. Corn was one of their major crops. We went through, history tries to admit it, but there were tens of thousands of bushels of corn destroyed because people were trying to destroy the food source of these people. You need to understand when things are happening to you and what you can do to get around it. One of our greatest sources of pollution are these one-use soda straws, plastic straws, because they are so difficult to recycle. When you can look from outer space to Earth and see mounds of debris floating in our oceans, you know something isn't right. There's just a bunch of garbage out there. But some people, their ideas, this is a ton of money, folks. Not only is it a ton of money, but it's a healthier environment, a sustainable life. We have oftentimes crops that could be extremely useful, but nobody's growing them because we haven't found a use for them. Or we don't know what we're doing, or we overlook them, or whatever the case may be. You may be an herbalist and find something that has great, great potential. One of the reasons we don't look at it is because the government has said that no food can cure an illness. So what do? We find the food that cures the illness, which as nature makes naturally, and sell them for $2. That's what women normally look at. Get into your pharmaceutical space and see what we are doing. God put everything on this earth that we need. But we sometimes manipulate things to meet our needs, to meet our concerns. I want you to get, if you don't already have, knowledge, how to use your cell phone, how to use your tablet, how to use your computer. And I want you to make a plan for the quarter, a rough plan, very rough. And why do I say rough? Because there are going to be changes in it. I have changes that happen in my day. I had changes that happened today. But fortunately, I have enough flexibility. I know how to reorder priorities. Sometimes we put so many on our day's plate today that we can't handle it. And it's depressing. I had 10 things on my list, and I only got, maybe you should have only had two to start with. Maybe those two should have been broken down into smaller bits so that at least you can see some progress. We are highly motivated when we see progress taking place. If you've ever been in Seattle at Pike Place Market, for example, on a clear day, you can see Mount Rainier. It looks like you can reach out and touch it. Beautiful, white, majestic, rising above the horizon as if it were placed, and it was placed there by God. But it's over 80 miles away. Sometimes our perceptions are distorted. Sometimes we don't know. But if I were to take off and head in that direction, there are going to be some places where I'm going to have to deviate. But there are places where I can see where I want to go. This is what we do in our life. This is what we do in our journey. This is what keeps us moving forward. We get there. It is not an easy climb. There are many that are much more difficult, but at 14,000 feet above sea level, it's difficult. People that climb it usually get there at a base camp. Base camp is not at the bottom of the mountain. The base camp is up on the mountain. And it is usually that place from which you do your final assault on the mountain. And many times you get up at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, taking advantage of the weather conditions or whatever, and you make it to the top. That's not your goal. One of your goals, your ultimate goal, is to get back down off of that thing. Some people make it to the top. People make it back down. Some don't. You can never let your guard down. Never let your guard down. One of the things that I wanted to do, I did not get it done. It may be possible in this lifetime, and it may not be. But it's to skydive Kapausen and exit the plane and have a beautiful view of Mount Rainier. Beautiful, unobstructed view. Some of you think that I'm absolutely crazy, and that might be the case. But my dream, my goals, my success are completely different than yours. I looked at a program today, and there is going to be a competition, I believe, next year. And what they're looking at are human-powered submarines. It'll be a two-person crew, a pilot and a navigator. And they have found that the rotor propellers are like knives down there. They cut up the environment. We're finding a friendlier way to go down and do some of our investigations. Thought about it? Because it wasn't in my wheelhouse. It wasn't in the things that made a difference to me. Am I excited about it? Yes, because I am a scientist, and I like to see improvements in science. I like to see what we can do, and I know many things that are possible. One of these days, we're going to have some things figured out, and we'll be able to have solar-powered planes, solar-powered automobiles, we're working in that direction. This is one of the things that the UAW is looking at into the future. Electric cars are going to take less people to put together. But batteries are going to be one of the big things. So they are negotiating for those people that are going to be manufacturing the batteries. We can recycle many of those auto batteries because the rare earths, the lithiums, the nickels, and some of these other elements are rare. And we can get in the upper 90% recovery of those materials. Man, that is exciting. It's exciting to me. May not be exciting to you. You don't have to have excitement over that issue. Yours may be in making the best cherry drink on the planet, one that has health benefits. It may be. I cheer you on, my brother, my sister. I cheer you on because this is not a one-trick pony. There's so many things that we can do. We have to look at what we have done to our rivers and our estuaries, ghost forests, because we're sucking so much water out of the ground that we're pulling in salt water. And there are forests that cannot stand that. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I looked at the city of Chicago, and they razed the entire city of Chicago because there wasn't enough drainage to get rid of the sewage. Somebody's mind came up with a source. Somebody's mind came up with a source of fresh drinking water for them. This guy's name was, I cannot think of it when I want to think of it. It's out there. But there are people here listening to my voice that have capabilities well beyond anything they have ever dreamed of. But you have to throw off the shell. You have to throw off the negative comments that are coming your way. You must do this, but you must keep your eye on the prize. Once you get there, you may go in other directions. When we look at Amazon, Amazon started as a source of selling books online. Bicycles? No. Electric housewares? No. Books. Books. And yet and still, we see it as one of the wealthiest corporations on the planet today. That may happen to you. That may happen to you. When you look at the post that we did, I believe it was last week, we see black people on bicycles and sent them from Missoula, Montana to St. Louis, Missouri. And one of the foods that they had was hardtack. And the only thing good you can say about it, it was food. Tasteless, hard as a rock, but that's what you could eat, and it did not spoil. We're going to have people come up with different things. I look at TV, and I see a laundry detergent that doesn't come in a giant bottle. And I've always wondered the question, why do we have these giant bottles? Because I knew that we could concentrate it. But they've gone even further. They've made little sheets. So we don't need to have the problem of one-use plastic filling up our landfills. In fact, I'm not even sure that landfills are a good idea. Do we need to recycle? Yes, we do. But the earth can do it. We're looking, and I was talking to a gentleman the other day, last week, about they were putting in liners in the garbage dump, and they were burning the methane that's produced from rotting garbage. Other places use that to fuel something, to do something useful with it. Can't we do that as well? Do we have to waste everything because of dollars and cents? That's what we do it for. We could do this. I've seen the nuclear industry. They could have handled their waste an awful lot better, but they didn't want to put the money in it. They did not want to put the money in it. We could be further down that road than many people ever realize. Oftentimes it comes up to dollars and cents. We wasted lots of money building unique reactors rather than modular reactors. You build one, a reactor here, and you build one next door. The people next door can't work in this one because it is very unique, and vice versa. But if they were modular and you were trained on that, we could be much, much more sophisticated, much more environmental friendly, so much more that we could extract. But the brains out there sometimes don't get a chance to say anything. Prepare ourselves, and we prepare ourselves by being ready when the opportunity shows itself. So what I want you to do is I want you to make a rough schedule. We're going to talk about it next week. To make a rough schedule for 3 months and put in there those days that you're not going to be working, those days when you're going to do alternate things. And we will talk about it next week. The program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie, and we will conclude now. I do not have any people that have called in, and I'll give you that number because it can be used every week, 646-668-8217. I want all of you to be blessed. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week. This is Faith on the Road to Success, and I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed.